1320 WILS keeps you up to date with live Lansing news coverage every weekend with Michael Cohen.
Three Lansing men, all in their 20s, facing charges in the shooting death of a 19-year-old woman over the weekend. The arrests occurred yesterday following the Friday night shooting in front of the victim's home on the 600 block of Lenore Street. Another poll out on the two Democratic gubernatorial candidates, and for the first time, Lansing's mayor leading the Speaker of the House. Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics, which commissioned the survey, talked to WILS's Jack Eblin.
The big news is that Virgil Bernero has moved out to a lead, 35.6% for Virgil Bernero, only 21.8% for Andy Dillon, so that's about a 14-point lead.
Students in Michigan are doing better on several standardized tests, Governor Granholm touting their performance in her most recent radio address.
The Michigan Department of Education reported that high school students in our state are continuing to improve their performance on the Michigan Merit Examination and scoring higher on the ACT College Entrance Test.
And General Motors is looking to take the next step in its post-bailout recovery. Sources close to the deal say the automaker plans to file its registration for an initial public offering the week of August 16th. It would be the first step towards an IPO, reducing the ownership stake of the federal government since the $50 billion bailout out in 2009. Lansing police identifying the 7-year-old girl fatally shot last week during a home break-in. Amaya Alice Edmond was with her family in their house on the 100 block of Custer Avenue when three suspects attempted a robbery. An exchange of gunfire between her stepfather and the men ensued, a bullet striking her in the head. For the first time, a poll showing Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero leading House Speaker Andy Dillon in the Democratic gubernatorial race. The survey commissioned by Inside Michigan Politics finding Bernero with over 35% support, Dillon with just under 22%. Although editor Bill Ballinger tells WILS's Jack Ebling, one factor still plays a major role.
There's been this huge undecided vote. I mean, as recently as 3 weeks ago, it was upward to 60-70% undecided. Now it's down to around 40%, which is still huge.
No shortage of those trying to scam and steal from Michigan's elderly. An effort is underway in the state capitol to now provide protection from unscrupulous lawyers who may try to do the same. Sally Steiner is with the Michigan Office of Services to the Aging.
We worry about scam artists. We worry about family members who want access to money that isn't theirs. We also must worry now about the court-appointed people assigned with the duty to protect a vulnerable person.
Three men and a juvenile now facing charges in the armed robbery of the Jackpot Party Store on the 2900 block of South Cedar Street in Lansing last week. Police say a shot was fired during the holdup, but no one was injured. A preliminary examination set for August 5th. Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero leading House Speaker Andy Dillon by 14 points in the Democratic gubernatorial race, according to a new poll commissioned by Inside Michigan Politics. Editor Bill Ballinger tells WILS's Jack Ebling a lot of the support simply comes from the mayor's pro-choice position and union backing.
The fact of the matter is, I don't think half the voters really know who Virgil Bernero is. They have no idea. His name ID is still very low, but he's not Andy Dillon.
A board of state canvassers will examine petition signatures filed in an effort to put a Tea Party on the ballot in Michigan. Deb O'Hagan, a Tea Party member, not happy with someone submitting these signatures.
We have worked tirelessly building the name of the Tea Party. This petition, as everybody knows, is nothing but a fraud. It's to deceive the voters.
About 800 bike riders stopping at the DeWitt High School campus last night, taking a break from the Make-A-Wish Foundation's three-day Wish a Mile 300 bicycle tour. Officials say the ride from Traverse City to Chelsea will raise about $1.5 million. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.